Reed, I've seen you, another storyline for this game, I've seen you camped out over by Mr. Hester's locker a lot this week.
He's been dodging him, too.
I know. And Hester is faster than you.
Now I'm
surprised.
Now I know why opposing defenses hate this guy.
You can't stop him. Man.
I've seen
even
him,
in sandals, flip-flops.
Yeah.
Elusive.
He does that little shimmy shake, and Reed's got no chance. But it is a big storyline. It's been talked about a lot. How has Hester's reaction been getting ready for this game? Because it means a lot to him.
Yeah, for those people that think that this is just an ordinary game, come on, let's be real. I mean, he spent 8 years with the Bears, returned a kick in the Super Bowl when they faced the Indianapolis Colts, put all these yards together. But even Devin mentioned it's like basically playing your old brother. I mean, he's been there. He's got his career, started with the Bears, but he's very focused. I mean, that's why he's a pro's pro, because, yeah, it's going to be emotional, but he's so locked in trying to get these Falcons back on the win streak. He's locked in with the return team. He's locked in at receiver. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be emotional. He said he's ready to play, and he's focused on trying to get this win.
There's a lot of juice in these situations, though, because you remember last year when the Falcons go into week two and you've got Steven Jackson facing his old team in the Georgia Dome. And, Steven went out there and he scored a touchdown, had a hamstring injury on that touchdown. But you could tell leading up to that there was a lot of juice there for him. I think it'll be the same for Devin.
I think you kind of saw that last week a little bit with O.C. Uminora getting a sack against Eli, his old team. There was a lot of emotion running there. It'll be fun to watch whenever number 17 touches the ball this week. It should be fun.